This is James Corbett of CorbettReport.com. It's currently the 18th of August, 2010, and I'm talking to Anthony Flemia, the Community Outreach Director for the Feel Good Foundation, a nonprofit organization dedicated to spreading awareness of the health effects on 9/11 first responders and Ground Zero workers, which can be found at feelgoodfoundation.com. That's F-E-A-L, feelgoodfoundation.com. Mr. Flemia, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today.
Yes, hi. I'm very much glad to speak with you all about the Feel Good Foundation and our current missions.
Excellent. Well, for those listeners who may not be familiar with the Feel Good Foundation and its work, why don't you tell us about the organization and its history?
The Feel Good Foundation was created several years ago by John Feel. It is a nonprofit organization geared towards helping responders, the police officers, the firefighters, the construction workers, and any of the volunteers for any of the 9/11 illnesses or any type of assistance that need as a result of the World Trade Center attacks and all their health problems thereafter.
That's right. And although it shouldn't need to be told, unfortunately, the media has done just such a terrible and abysmal job of keeping people informed about this issue. Some people still don't really understand the health effects that are plaguing 9/11 first responders and Ground Zero workers. Tell us a little bit about the types of health problems that people are suffering from.
Well, right off the bat, when responders like myself, as a police officer and firefighters and all the other people were down there initially, when the buildings collapsed, there was a large amount of dust, as you know, that was dispersed into the air by the collapse of the buildings. There was a statement made by the EPA person, Mrs. Whitman, that the air was safe. Basically, everybody just basically did not, take heed to that, and they basically ignored it and went forward, and went through the rescue and recovery operations as if nothing was said. But we did it because we had to do it. We had to do it as a country, and we had to do it to save people. A lot of people are coming down with a lot of the severe sinus illnesses. Sinusitis, allergic rhinitis, chronic lung problems, reactive airway disease. Right now there's a lot of bloodborne cancers coming out from this. You have a lot of gastrointestinal diseases that are coming out. Post-traumatic stress still is continuing to come out many years later because of what happened.
Right, so about how many first responders are we talking about here?
First responders, well, I don't know the exact numbers, but I'm in the range of 40 to 50,000 people that basically were first responders, and first responders are the people that are the police officers, the firefighters, the construction workers, the volunteers, the people that basically, your nurses, your doctors, a wide range of just basically people helping out, volunteer firefighters from across the United States, firefighters from across the United States, police officers. We had a worldwide, actually United States wide response, actually a worldwide response as well.
That's right. And just given the unquestionable nature, heroic nature of the people who did heed the call and contributed in those terrible days and weeks in the aftermath of what happened at Ground Zero and 9/11, it's just almost unthinkable that those people could be so completely abandoned by their government and left to basically die of diseases that are directly attributable to what they were doing at that time. So tell us a little bit about what's played out over the last several years and how we've arrived at the point we have today.
Well, basically, as you know, right now we've, in addition to all the people tragically lost on that day, we have over 900 responders that have died. We have a lot of people right now that are sick and dying from the cancers, from all the effects of the World Trade Center attacks, from the dust. And people are still dying. People are still struggling. People aren't able to work. People aren't able to sustain a daily living. They have to rely on any savings they had or any health insurance they had. If they've been awarded workers' compensation, they have to rely on that. I have there's an individual right now I'm working with who works for the local railroad, and he was affected for 6 months. He used up all his vacation time and all his sick time so he could get better because of the World Trade Center. He was sent down there with the New York National Guard. Unfortunately, his employer tried to fire him, and they want him, you know, they wanted him back at work. They were actually trying to fire him. He had to sue to get back on his regular job, but he was sent down there by the National Guard, and he, thank God, he got back on a job. He only had 15 years in the job. He wasn't reaching the maximum retirement age at that point, so he had to go back to work. He can collect Social Security, he can collect the workers' comp, but it's not going to be enough as to what his current employer is paying to support his family.
That's right, and perhaps the most tragic thing about that is that that's not a unique case. There are so many people who are suffering similarly. And so talk about the government's response to this and what kind of action or inaction we've seen from the House from this.
The government's reaction has been rather slow, and it's been slow. As you know, we've been fighting for this for the past 8 years, and I blame it on both the Democrats and the Republicans for doing their stand-up shows and you know, their posturing, and the Democrats and Republicans fighting. They just can't seem to agree on this thing. There's one thing that I can be certain of, is that we need help. We need the long-term monitoring. The long-term monitoring will give us 10 years of health coverage and also a monetary benefit as well. We need this. We can't keep on going back down to Washington to lobby on a yearly basis for these benefits. And I like to also say that this is a national issue. We had a national response. This is a national issue with people from all over the United States. There is a national monitoring program set up for responders, and it's just not a New York, New Jersey local problem.
Absolutely not. So tell us about the latest bill that was just shot down, known as the Zadroga Act, and the political wrangling that went on over that.
Yes, right now that's H.R. 847, and that bill right now was put in front of Congress as a suspension bill. And that was done at fault because of the Democrats and Republicans fighting, and the Democrats knew going into it was going to fail. The Republicans weren't going to vote for the approval, and it was just basically a screaming match. I mean, I have to also add that on the Democrat and Republican side, it was done with a lot of passion. The presentation was done with a lot of passion. There are people that agree that 9/11 responders need the help, and the disagreements is how they're going to pay for it. You know, who's posturing? Where is the money going to go? Where's the healthcare going to go? And you know, there's a lot of fighting going on. And like one of the local congressmen said, if you believe it's yes, you vote yes. If you believe it's no, vote no. This is something that we need.
Right. It's so despicable, really, to see political wrangling and posturing going on over something that everyone does agree is so important. So for people out there that are concerned about the 9/11 first responders and want to pitch in some way, what do you think is the best way for people out there to get involved?
Call your local congressman. Call your local people. Let them know that H.R. 847 is a must. I could tell you that every state in the United States was represented down at Ground Zero. I remember people from Tennessee. I remember people from Florida, California, Texas. I remember a United States response. It was a phenomenal response, and it was actually very heartwarming for me and a lot of the guys I worked with in NYPD to see the response, to see the help. I even saw some rescue and search teams from overseas, from certain continents that were there doing search and rescue. So, you know, it was also an international response.
That's right. Well, how about monetary support? Who should people be giving money to if they want to try to help some of the first responders?
There's a lot of great organizations out there right now. There's only a few viable ones. The Feel Good Foundation is www.feelgoodfoundation.com. Feel Good. It's FEALGOOD foundation.com. There's also another organization called Tuesdays Children.org. Very good organization. There's Voices of 9/11. There's actually the Police Aid Foundation as well that specifically helps the first responders, police officers as well. Those are the viable organizations right now out there that do a lot for the 9/11 community.
Absolutely. Well, as we're approaching the ninth anniversary of those terrible events, what can you say about where the Feel Good Foundation and where the first responders will be going from here in order to continue trying to get justice for what happened on that day?
We are still fighting for the rights of 9/11 responders going forward. We will not stop until H.R. 847 is passed. We are going back down to Washington in September. If it is not passed in September, we will still go forward. We will still be out there helping responders well after this year and also next year on the 10th anniversary. We are there as the Feel Good Foundation to help the responders of 9/11.
Well, I know that the hearts of my listeners go out to all of you that are suffering from this, and absolutely keep hanging in there, and I'm sure that that people will be able to come through in the end, but absolutely this is life and death for people right now, so I certainly hope that the listeners will be motivated to get out there and to help make a difference. So Anthony Flamia, thank you so much for taking the time with us, feelgoodfoundation.com. Thanks once again for being on the program.
Thank you very much.